A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we look at issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, September the 14th, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're looking at Zimbabwe's way forward following a disputed election, with President Emmerson Mnangagwa today holding a meeting with his new cabinet and top civil servants in Harare to map the way forward for the country. But before we dive deep into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening in Kenya, where one of the world's most popular apps, TikTok, is under growing scrutiny in Kenya over what critics see as explicit content, hate speech, and offensive behavior. An activist has petitioned parliament to ban the Chinese app, even as millions of young Kenyans use it for entertainment, social connections, or even to make money. Francis Ontoma reports from Nairobi.
Then you end up with something that is so messy. Anna Montez is a minor TikTok sensation. She shares live tutorials on makeup artistry at least 3 times a week. Not long ago, she had a conventional job, but quit to concentrate on her passion. Today, Montez says she's making more money than her job ever offered.
I've seen myself get followers. I've seen myself grow up to 20,000 new followers in like 2 weeks. And with that comes customers, comes interactions, comes brand collaborations, a lot of things. So that has been a new experience, interesting, and I'm loving this space.
Montez is just one of millions of Kenyans who use TikTok and one of a growing group leveraging the social media platform to try to make a living. But Montez's prospects could be threatened if an activist has his way. Bob Ndolo, an IT specialist and a father of two, once TikTok shut down in Kenya, he recently submitted a petition to Parliament asking lawmakers to consider a ban on the app.
With TikTok, you go to a live coverage and you'll find those young girls that you can call your sister, your auntie, your mother. They are all there, yeah, half naked. And what they are doing, they are selling their bodies.
According to a 2023 survey by Reuters Institute Digital News report, Kenya is a global powerhouse in the use of TikTok. 54% of Kenyans utilize the platform for various reasons. The Kenyan government says TikTok and other social media apps contribute $3 million every month to Kenya's economy. Recently, President William Ruto held a virtual meeting with TikTok CEO, who agreed to implement some restrictions on the app and establish an official presence in Kenya. Globally, numerous countries have imposed partial or total bans on the Chinese-owned application on privacy and security grounds. In Africa, Senegal and Somalia have banned TikTok, and at least 3 other nations are considering similar measures.
Governments are supposed to be able to come up with regulatory processes and policies that can govern the way such foreign applications are being used in the country. Right now, if those measures are not put in place, how are we going to make sure that we are protecting ourselves and our kids?
Montez says anti-TikTok activists are not being realistic about the modern world.
And I do understand why it's a concern. But the truth is that these things have happened in real life. They have not started now. So as things change, as technology improves, these things will still penetrate into these spaces. That does not mean that you ban their space entirely. Yeah? We don't all have to suffer.
Parliament has yet to begin formal debate on the proposed ban. In the meantime, Kenyans find themselves torn between preserving digital rights for its creative youth and keeping the online environment safe for its population. Francis Ontomwa for VOA News, Nairobi.
And now back to our main topic. President Mnangagwa today held a meeting with his new cabinet members and urged them to work diligently in the next 5 years of his term, despite what he called sanctions imposed by the country by the West.
Although we are under the albatross of the heinous illegal sanctions, This must never limit us in our efforts to develop our mother language. We must have the mentality that this is normal and achieve even greater success under these conditions. The innovation and ingenuity that has seen us realize unprecedented results across all sectors should be scaled up. Zimbabwe should develop through benchmarking government services against those of other jurisdictions, cognizant of the adage that kugara nakakuona dzevanhu kwete kutevedzera. Governments must continue to create an enabling environment for investment. It is my expectation that over the next 5 years, government business will be encouraged by the whole of economy and society approach to development. The open door policy must be the norm and not an exception across the board. Hence, stakeholder engagement and dialogue is to be promoted. You, the incoming ministers, deputy ministers, and permanent secretaries, will be measured by the agility and innovativeness towards accelerating our economic growth.
That was President Emmerson Mnangagwa speaking in Harare today. There is an uproar from some women rights groups on the low number of women appointed in key ministries in the current cabinet, although a number were added as deputies. The leader of the opposition United Zimbabwe Alliance, Elizabeth Valario, the only female who ran in this year's presidential election, castigated the Mnangagwa cabinet.
We believe that this cabinet fails to meet the expectations of the people of Zimbabwe, many people of whom are affected currently by rising prices, the collapsing economy. This was really an opportunity for President Mnangagwa to really demonstrate a sincere concern and an effort towards turning around the economy by, you know, really putting forward a cabinet that reflects his intention. But instead, we have seen quite a few issues that bring a lot of concern to us as a political party. First of all, nepotism within this cabinet is so brazen. The president has appointed his son as the new deputy finance minister, his nephew as the new deputy minister of tourism and hospitality. The president's cabinet also seems to be, you know, re-emergence of the same old faces and people who were part of spearheading the current economic meltdown within our country. So we cannot expect anything different as we look to the future. The president also has missed an opportunity to really focus on engaging the younger generation. So we see in this particular cabinet a lot of individuals who are over the age of 60. These are individuals who've been around for a very long time in government. We do respect and admire those who paved the way for independence in our country, but we believe that at this point it's time to let the young people take an active role in shaping the future of our country. Also, as I looked at the announcement for this cabinet, I saw a very low number of women represented in the current cabinet. And so when you look at the numbers, I think it's 6 women out of 26 cabinet ministers. So 20 men were appointed versus 6 women. And this really shows that the government is not putting forward a genuine effort towards making sure that women, who are more than 50% of the population, are represented in the highest offices within our country.
That there was the leader of the opposition United Zimbabwe Alliance, Elizabeth Valario. Meanwhile, newly appointed female deputy mayor of Harare, Kudzaika Zombe of the opposition CCC, was arrested today for allegedly assaulting a ZANU-PF member on election day. Her lawyer, Jeremiah Bamu, told Studio 7 that Kazombe will appear in court tomorrow. This follows another arrest this week of CCC Member of Parliament for Sunningdale Maureen Kademaunga, who was later freed due to lack of evidence. Many rights activists are saying arrests of female politicians and the exorbitant costs of running campaigns keep women away from running for political office. What are your thoughts regarding this? Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, we're joined by former mayor of Kwekwe, Adeline Kasipo, and also we're joined by the spokesperson for LEAD, Rosaline Ncube. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you.
I'll start off with the former.
Thank you.
I'll start off with the honourable former mayor of Kwekwe. We've seen that in Zimbabwe this week. We've seen Zimbabwe getting a deputy mayor who's a woman, and also a mayor in Mutare. What are your views, being a former deputy, a former mayor yourself?
Your network is
very bad. Madam Mayor, your network is very bad, so I'll come back to you. I'll move over to Rosaline Ncube of LEAD. Ms. Ncube, what's your view on the cabinet that we saw being introduced this week by the president, especially when it comes to the composition of women?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. We are not happy about the cabinet which was chosen by Ms. Mnangagwa, the president of Zimbabwe. Especially at the Tunisian level, there are three men, no meat and there. During this era, it was better there was a man jury there. Now we are not fully represented as women. So we are not happy at all. During elections, the women, they were so few. That was 11.1%, which represented the whole country, including all the MPs, the councillors. Yeah, there were too few. Then we are saying as women, we need the full representation. At parliament level, at the presidium level, we need a woman there to stand for us. We don't need the Chiwengas, the Mohajis, and the Mnangagwas only. There should be a woman there. And we are saying at this juncture, Zimbabwe needs to set up aside the partisan politics and go for a GNU for just 3 years. They need to be unified. People, they need to be unified. There is too much polarization in Zimbabwe. This partisan politics is destroying the country. Women are needed in this GNU. They should be given the space. Yeah, they should be given the space to thrive on it, to thrive and they must say out what they want. Yeah, this GNU, it needs to be to all political parties, in special our party, which is LEAD, which is led by a female person, we call her Linda Masamira. So we need a JNU in Zimbabwe. We need a JNU in Zimbabwe to unify all the people. There is too much bloodshed. That's because of this partisan politics.
Miss Mube, while we're waiting to get the mayor back, if you can respond in Shona this time, then we'll go to Ndebele since you speak all three. So what is the way forward? We saw your party president, Linda Masarira, writing a letter, especially you were mentioning about the presidium, which are, you know, the top three of Zimbabwe. What's the way forward now, if you can respond in Shona?
Yeah.
Kuti munoona sei kuti remangwana rakamira sei munyika tichiona mutungamiri webato renyu muzvare Linda Masarira takaona vachinyora tsamba vachibvunza ivo kuti ko sei kusinawo mutevedzeri wechidzimai.
Sezvazvakange zviri takaona kuti pana mai mujuru pane vakatungwa vamwe vakatonosiya mvere vaita kurepa vana kubata vana vadiki vachiita vakadzi takaona vachinofira kujere saka tiri kuda kumiririrwa zvakakwana like tiri kuda kuona sekaamisera uyaiya yeyuti iyaiya tiri kuda kuti dekaenda munhukadzi nokuti yuti zvavangofanana nevanhukadzi vechidiki vanoda vana mai tiri kuona chero huku chaiyo vana vayo vanofamba vachiiteerera saka tiri kutaura kuti mayuti anofanra kutungamirwa nemunhukadzi vateerere mai mwana ndimai mwana asina mai haasi mwana anonzinherera saka tiri kuona vana vedu muno muzimbabwe just because pane vanhurume rega rega vakawandisa dziri mherera vana vedu ivavo saka tiri kuti aiwa ngazvigadzirise deno kwaita mubatanidzwa hurumende yombatanidzwa vese vana purezidendi Masarira vapinda vapiwawo mari ministerial position iye pavanokwanisa vamiririre vakadzi sezvo vakakoma bato iri kuti vanhukadzi vaone vachimiririrwa zvakakwana chaizvo chaizvo zvisina kana kupatsanurwa nokuti tiri kuona kuti Zimbabwe ndeyevanhurume sezvo tichiziva kuti vanhurume vagara vane hutsinye havana mwoyo yakareba saka tiri kuona kuti munhukadzi ndiye anokwanisa kuimba vana vachizoita ramangwana rakanaka ichiisa yese yevana iri kunama nzisa yenyika tiri kuona kuti inobva kuvanhukadzi saka tiri kuti hatina kutombomiririrwa zvakakwana kana bodo ispecial kana tichitarisa kumusoro ikoko tichiona kuti purezidendi munhurume mavhaiti 2 years ava vanhurume tiri kuti aiwazve hatiri kudaro ispecial toti muhadzi munhu akakuta imba akakuta aidanana nomunhu aidanana nomunhu akarohwa imba ikaoneka ichiitirika saka tiri kuti aiwa tichida tiri kuda munhukadzi anovaka vana vavakise nyika ivakise zvese zvienzese.
Thank you so much there. Regai tichidzokera kuna former mayor vekukwekwe Adeline Kasipo. Tamaapo here panhare?
Ndaakunzwai.
Ya, nesuwo taakukunzwai zvakanaka. Sekubvunza kwandanga ndaita kuti takaona iro svondo rino kwakagadzwa iko meya wechidzimai kwaMutare uyezve kuHarare kunyangwe zvazvo vazosungwa nhasi deputy mayor ndewechidzimai. Munoona sei izvi?
Ndinoona zviri zvinhu zvinofadza zvikuru. Ndakafara zvikuru sapandakaona Kansela Sofi Kwatira vachigadzwa sameya weguta reMutare. Inini ndinogara ndichitaura kuti isisu madzimai tinozvikwanisa nekapasiti yekurana nyika nekurana guta zvakanaka chaizvo kungoenzanawo nevarume. Tinofanira kunge tipiwo mukana wekuti titungamirirewo sezvakaitwa meya Sofi sezvakaitwa deputy meya kudzikwarani.
Zviri nyore here kubata basa iri rekunge muri meya uye zvimi makarita kwengo yakareba sei?
Inini ndakaita for 3 years ndakabvanda zvitwa record. Kwakauya kuti mumwe mudzimai kukwekwe kansela Future Kitora vasina kuzokwikwidza ipapapo. Inini ndinoda kufunga kuti guta rekwekwe vakanga vaona mabatiro andakaita semunhukadzi, ndosaka vakabva vaita confidence yekuzoti pandakaitwa record voisa futi mumwe munhukadzi. Zviri nyore mufunge kuita basa irori. Basa rekuloka government rinobata kana kuti maservices anoprovidwa kulocal government anonyanyobata vanhu vechidzimai zvikurusa. Takatarira provision yemvura, takatarira provision ye good sanitation, takatarira provision yemarodhi chaiwo. Unoona kuti zvinhu zvinoafekta madzimai kukura kupfuura kuafekta zvazvinoita vanhurume. Kana kumba kuchinja kuwanikwa mvura clean water, vatinoona vakamira pamitese yekutsvaga mvura madzimai. Saka semunhukadzi ndinoona unogona kuempathisa more nemamwe madzimai oita all you can kuti provision maservices iwaya iitwe. Varume kwavari ichichiori azviya basi personali. Saka tinoona mudzimai ari better place kuita meya.
Thank you so much. I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller Magadi. Aiwa tiri wadi taurai zvenyu asi taurisai mbijana. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu, tiri kutaura nani uye zvemuri kupi?
Ndiri kuDobheki, ndiri kutaura na Edna.
Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Ya, tiri kukunzwai zvakanaka chaizvo, taurai henyu.
Ndiri kuchemirira vadzimai vakapinda muparliamendi. Chinoita kuti vakadzi tityo kupinda muparliamendi chokuona kwangu inhau yekutotika zvinyange ari kurikunga yekuti vanhu vachisimudzira nyika, asi tikuona zvevakadzi vari kushungurudzwa futi vachiteverwa vachinosunga futi. Saka handizivi kuti hurumende yedu izvozvizvi inozvitora sei kuvakadzi, toita kupindawo muzvimatongerwo enyika, asi tikaona vakadzi vakushungurudzwa kusa maelection apa vakatora nhiko handizi vachitorwa nhiki vachipasisiwa kunzi ngaamirire meya ngaamirire kansela kire chese kwakusina kurongewa here kunzi vane zvavakaita? Ndo pane mubviriro wangu tiko zvinoshungurudza zvekuti vazvabatiwa zvitwa vaka.
Saka munoona kuti pangagadziriswa sei?
Ipapapa hurumende indoona kuti kuti zvinhu zvirinakeka kana vanhu vasarudzwa nevanhu kuti varindire vanhu ngavarege vanhu vaite basa. Kana munhu anga aine mhosva vanga vachifanidza kurega kumugadza vondopedza mhosva dzake. Kana kuti munhu agadziwa makuteverera mhosva dzake dzasoro dzadzibira zvikani sezvakaita vikiri meya wekumadekademaunga handizi akazoonekwa paya kunzi haana mhosva. Tandike kuti ten iyoyo kana ndirini handiti ndikangobawa necid kanika kushungurudzwa kanoitwa se kunga dzari kuzoita dzitebere akatokanganisa akatokanganisiwo akatopagwa kuti ndaukanseri. Saka hazvisiri right kambokazvitozviri kana mhosva.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu, tinokutendai chaizvo. Mai Edna vari kufona vari kusouth Africa. Regai tigobvunza madzimai ari pano. Muzvare Roslyn Ncube, coming to you if you can answer in Ndebele. You just heard there our caller was saying that maybe what is also deterring women from taking up these leadership positions is some of these arrests that we've seen going on. After someone has won their seat, they're arrested and then told they have no case. What's your view? You can answer in Ndebele.
Hello.
You can go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you can answer in the
Come again with your question, sorry.
I was saying, we had a caller who was saying that she thinks some of the women are shying away from politics because they have seen other women who are in politics being denigrated, being arrested for no cause, especially what we saw happening this week to some lady MP from CCC, Maureen Kadema-Onga, and also the deputy mayor of Harare, who's currently in custody and will be going into court. She says, the caller says, this can deter women from getting into politics. What's your view? And you can answer in the bell.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, it's a super. 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 Yeah, it's a super.
Thank you there, Madam Ncube. Thank you. Thank you so much. I know, you know, at this point, you know, you were really excited to tell us what women are facing. Madam Kasipo, your last word in 10 seconds.
Any age women that we can do it. Let's get those leaders to position, let's get into politics, and let's take my leaders to position their life. She must quite be such a motion.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo. Thank you so much to our guests and also our valued listeners who are streaming with us and those that are listening to us. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying have a very good night, Zimbabwe.